Hi, everybody. It's Colette Baron-Reed, and welcome to Module 2 of Shared Wisdom, our most exciting class. So, in personal mastery, you developed a relationship with a very special friend that has become your guide and your mentor, which is Wisdom of the Oracle. Your Woto deck has really become something very special to all of you, and you guys are really adept at using this and going to the Wisdom of the Oracle spirit for counsel. But what if I could tell you that you could have a table of a full council of other spirits and other oracles that can help you by giving you other opinions on the same subjects? So we are going to introduce every one of my decks, except for one, to be able to be used in this course for the entire next number of months, okay? So today and this week, I want you to take whatever deck you have at home. If you only have this one, don't worry, because you can go to my website and go to ColetteBaronReed.com and go to the Daily Wisdom Pick, and you'll be able to try the other decks there. You don't need to buy them, but if you want to buy them, obviously it would be great. But you don't have to, because it's very accurate to be used there off the app. So we have a relationship to this. Remember, we did those exercises to relate to the spirit of the deck. Now I want to invite you to get to know the others that could be at your table. And we look at the table as a council table. Why not have a full council? Why not go for wisdom? Because these all have integrated insight and knowledge in right in their lexicon. Why don't we go to them, get to know them now too, see how we feel about our relationship with them, and recognize the part of our psyche that is connected or disconnected from the personalities of each deck and why. Why we're doing this is to be able for us to understand relationships. In other words, why do I feel really good about one and I'm feeling a bit distrustful of another? What if I knew that I was a bit afraid of what that one was going to say? Why? Is it because it will always tell me the honest truth, or is it because I'm just not vibing with it? Now, we can vibe with any oracle, but sometimes what happens is like, I like this one better because it speaks a language that we're most familiar with, or for example, it's got something that it's always a familiarity piece. How's that? And it really does feel like there's a special connection between us and one particular deck. So we'll always pick an anchor deck, which is the one that's our favorite, because that's the one that we're going to notice gives us the best answer, the easiest way for us to understand, and the quickest way, because it's quick, meaning that we can integrate it faster. We integrate the insights that it requires of us. So the knowledge that we're getting here is what the card says. The insight that gets to be integrated is what happens when we sit with the message and we apply it to our life, and then we get the insight. Sometimes we have to percolate that for a little while, and sometimes we get it right away. It's different for every one of us every given day of the week. But now what I want you to consider for the next number of months is, who else could I have at my council? How else can I ask the same question? And what will this one say if this one says this? And what we're looking for is, instead of seeing only one facet, one perspective on a story that we're looking for guidance for, but the different facets of a diamond. It's still the same diamond. It's still refracting light. It's still beautiful. It's still meaningful. It's still treasure. But now we're seeing different aspects, more deeper ideas that will come up for us to be integrated as wisdom later on. And then we share it later. So we're sharing the whole time, you know, with our partners and in the room, but we're getting to know how we're getting this information by using these new people. I'm going to call them people right now because they feel like people to me. So we have Woto. Now we're having Wisdom of the Hidden Realms. I'm going to introduce you to Wisdom of Avalon. We're going to do the Enchanted Map. And yes, we are going to do the Good Tarot. Why can I introduce it to you guys if maybe you only know one deck? Because every single one of them has a guidebook. Every single one of them on my website will tell you the meaning. You just have to sit and percolate how it means to you, which means then you have to sit, what insight did I get from this piece of knowledge that I'm being given? So in other words, what did the guidebook say? How does it feel for me? Going to do a lot of journal writing. Ideally, you're going to do it with a pen and paper, and keeping that thing going as you get to know yourself even better. So you're peeling layers away of the personal story and getting into that transpersonal magic. That's where the magic lies, is in the transpersonal. It's in the esoteric. It's in that, that archetypal monomyth that Joseph Campbell talks about how we are all part of a big universal story, because the conscious universe is speaking to us through this universal story and where we fit in that. And that's how we get less and less focused on the me, into the we or the I, the big I am, right? So we want to get into the I am consciousness and get out of the me, because in the me, we're like, he did this, and they went, and I did that, and I, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm so good, blah, blah. And then this one is like, it's like, ooh, I could create that. Let's go create that now. Let's go do that. And instead of being in like, woo, which we all know, because every single one of us goes there at some point during the day, and we're expected to because we're human beings. So what we want to do is learn not to be inhuman, but to learn to be in that I am presence more times throughout the day than in that me, small I, small me, which is part of human nature. And we can't make that wrong, and we're not going to make it bad. We're just going to say, that's interesting. Here's the broader story. This is the deep stuff. This is the stuff that I could integrate and share that with others. Why? Because it's changing me. We don't transform with our story. We transform the story through the wisdom. We can look back on the story and go, wow, this is where I was at here. Always, and feeling free to share that. This is where I was. This is the epiphany I had. Wow. And this is where I am now, right? And this is the more, and this is what living in the solution means. So I'm going to share with you a bunch of videos on each deck and tell you a little bit more about what we're going to do. You're going to get a PDF that's going to describe the exercises you're going to do, but I will go over it now with you just quickly. So the question that you're going to ask, and then I'm going to do that, by the way, in each video, is how will you serve me on my council? How will you serve me on my council? Right? Isn't that cool? We're going to be talking to these decks, like, how will you serve me today? Now, I'm going to do the videos based on how are these decks going to serve everybody on our council. And then you're going to do a personal reading. You're really going to spend some time playing with each of the decks. Now, Good Tarot is not available on my app, so don't worry about it. If you don't have the Good Tarot, you don't need to use the Good Tarot. I'm going to offer it to you here for those of you who have this Good Tarot deck and you want to use it. You don't have to use all of them, but I'm going to introduce you to all of them. I would like you to use 4 of them. Surprise! And this is the first week we're going to get used to that, right? So remember, this course is a 7-week course, but we keep going beyond that. So it's just 7 weeks, it's 6 modules, 7 weeks, and then bam, every month there's new things to do. So it's not going to stop. These are the fundamentals that you need to know to work over the next few months. So this is why I'm doing it like this, so you can get it like, ooh, that's right, she wants us to use all these decks the whole time, I better get used to them. Takes a while, right? So we're gonna introduce them this week in the coolest way possible. Now, you're always going to be looking at your psyche, the psyche means the spirit. In other words, not the psychology of the small self, but the one that is above that. Like, you know, what makes you you? What makes your soul want to use you as the paintbrush, the canvas, and the paint, right? And that is where that integrated piece, where the soul has inspiring you for something, and the ego self is being used in service to the universe. So we really want to keep going with that. We want to find what that is. It takes a little bit of digging, but we are all going to get there. And again, we do this by having a full council, not just one. So I'm just looking at my notes here, making sure. Yes. The other thing is, I want you to ask yourself, how does it feel to connect with this deck or this deck or this deck? Getting to know the spirit of these decks, it will be different. You're going to notice the difference between decks. And in your journal writing this week, I really want you to describe how you feel differently of each. And that will change, by the way. You might like one of them and dislike the other, and all of a sudden you realize the other one is really calling to you, and like, because you're going to use them whether you like them or not. And you're going to see like, oh, this week I did this, and you know, I didn't really like what it said, but in my psyche, I don't like to be talked to in this manner. I don't like, or something. I can't tell you what it's going to be for you. And maybe none of you are going to feel that way, but likely you're going to have a different relationship. Just kind of like when you meet the new guy and you fall madly in love with them and you're like, oh my God, you're so fabulous. And then all of a sudden you're noticing, He snores, or like he chews with his mouth open, or, you know, or you're like looking at the teacher going, wow, that is the best teacher on the planet. And like, then she made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like everything, you know, we get these different feelings that we have about people and how they serve us and what they do for us, right? So this is about learning about how we project onto other people too. Subtly, this is what we're learning. How do we project? And then how do we get a really good relationship with different personalities, right? We can apply this to our regular lives too, but this is really about oracles. How can I integrate the wisdom that these oracles are imparting to me so that that could be knowledge, then I could have an insight applying it to me, and that could be my wisdom too. And so this is why it's like you have four professors or five professors here, and you may not love all of them, but boy, oh boy, they have something to teach you. And like one professor might be your favorite, and you might be the teacher's pet, although that's not how it works with the oracles, but I just made that up, but whatever, that one's probably not right. But you know what I'm saying. You're going to have a love affair with one, and then all of a sudden you're going to be like, ooh, I really like that one. And it's more about the vibe, and then like day to day that will change. So we first want to introduce them this week, period. And what a week this is going to be. And I want you to share as much as you can on the page. Take care. Oh, I did an oops. I said guy, but I didn't mean just guy because obviously if your partner's not a guy, well, that doesn't apply to you, does it? Anyway, I'll see you in the next video. You know what I meant.